Robots Radio. Games, lore, stories, community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Vault Dwellers and Wastelanders, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and we have another patron chat. This week, we are discussing our favorite weapons and armor, and we have a full cast of characters today. Lots of awesome patrons joining us, and I'm sure we're going to get a whole diversity of opinions on this. I'm wondering how many people actually choose the same things, but here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read through everybody's names, and everybody will, in a second, unmute. And then make the sound of your favorite weapon all at the same time. Here we go. Get ready. We've got Omnissiah, Pumpkin King, Ian, Cooper, Adam Bonnie Baby, Scarecrow, Riot, Germinator, AK Spartan, and Lil Green joining us. Everybody get ready to unmute. 3, 2, 1. It's a veritable combat site in here. All those wonderful, wonderful combat effects. You guys should all be hired to do Foley work for the weapon effects in future Fallout games. Thank you for joining me, everybody, and thank you, chat, for being here, and everybody who's listening. These are always exciting for me to get together with a bunch of our patrons and talk about things that we love. So we're talking about weapons and armor. Who would like to kick us off? Who wants to start us off? Who's like, I absolutely know what I'm going to say. This is my favorite thing. Pumpkin King, I see your hand. Pumpkin King's ready to go.
Okay. I'm going to kick us off with a bit of New Vegas.
Okay.
From Honest Hearts. My favorite set of armor of all time is the survival, is the Desert Ranger armor. The story behind it, the character that it talks about, one of my favorite things of all time. I can't remember the name, but I just remember him as the survivalist. Everyone thought he was God for a while. The weird, because he helped without being seen. It was one thing that was talked about. It's one of my favorite topics of the game.
So,
and it's something I wish they could have gone more into.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool, especially because of the whole meaning behind it. Do you use it and then kind of
every playthrough I always end up getting the armor, and it's my favorite armor mm-hmm. in the entire series. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going a weapon, it's always going to be the Riot Shotgun from New Vegas.
Oh, so you're a shotgun guy.
Specifically for New Vegas.
For New Vegas, you're a shotgun guy.
For New Vegas, I'm a shotgun.
Okay, so why the Riot Shotgun?
It's easy to get 12 gauge. I almost said 10 gauge.
Numbers.
Too big.
Numbers.
12, it's easy to get 12 gauge, and it's also got a more of a variety of types of bullets. I mean, and if you use either slug or magnum rounds, it just becomes a sniper.
right. You don't have the spread anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, so survivalist armor and shotgun. Let's open this up. What do the rest of you think about this? Do you feel like this is a good combo? Is this something you would use playing New Vegas? Who wants to chime in? Anybody?
Chime in.
Ian, what do you think?
I think it's a good combo.
Have you used either in your playthroughs of New Vegas?
I have used the Riot Shotgun. I haven't gotten the armor, but I've used the Riot Shotgun. It's pretty effective.
Yeah, I like shotguns in games. Sometimes I like to go. My default, personally, is sneaky sniper or sneaky bow person, depending on if I'm playing Fallout or Elder Scrolls, right? That's kind of my default. That's a lot of people's defaults. But when I want to do something different from that, oftentimes I will go melee and shotgun, like, build. So get in close and just, like, beat the crap out of them with weapons at real close range. That tends to be, like, I go either real far or real close. I'm generally not in the middle. Do you feel like you do the same thing, Pumpkin King, when you're going shotgun build?
So my last one that I did, I somehow ended up as a sneaky shotgun build.
Okay. So hey, how do you, do you put a silencer on the shotgun?
No. So the shotgun's not the only one I use. It is one of the main weapons that I use, but it's not the only one. And I feel like putting a silencer on a gun in Fallout just kind of doesn't work, in my opinion.
It just
feels
like that,
weird.
Huh? Yeah.
It feels weird. Yeah. Like you expect a noise and it just goes poof. And you're like, no, that's supposed to go boom.
It makes like the tick sound. Yeah.
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 So like, I'll never put one on a sniper. The only weapon that I will ever, you know, especially in Vegas with a silencer, it's going to be the Rat Slayer because that's how it's built.
Mm-hmm.
And even then I don't use that one. The anti-material rifle is usually the secondary I go with.
Okay. Cool. All right. So some good reasons for that one. Thanks for sharing that. Who would like to go next? We've got a bunch of people to get through. Who wants to go?
I'll go next.
Lil Green, which game are we playing? And what gear are you picking out?
Fallout 4.
Okay.
And for the weapon, it's Pikmin's Blade. Because Pikmin's Blade. It deals ungodly amounts of damage when used properly. So it deals bleed damage and increased damage when you do sneak attacks.
Nice. You know what? I don't think I've ever used this one.
Yeah,
it's fun to do the show because I don't know everything about all of these games, but this is one that I don't think I've used this one.
And then I forgot, I know I have to double check it, but when you use it in VATS, there's a perk where you can attack people at further distances. So you can literally attack people from across the room in VATS with this thing, and it could like one shot a lot, like a lot of like easier enemies, or just deal ungodly amounts of damage as you enter a fight.
Nice. So do you do like a little warp forward kind of thing where it just,
yes,
like you go into VATS and all of a sudden boom, you're like right up on the enemy even though you weren't before? Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So cool. And with that, and the armor I use is chameleon with that.
So, okay.
It just increases the stealth.
Right. So you're going sneaky stabby. Sneaky.
Yes. Most
sneaky
of the time.
Teleport stabby.
Yeah. So it's just like I enter a room, get rid of a couple people if I can, and then I go whatever loud gun I have on me. So
right. Yeah, you got to have that backup when you're going sneaky, inevitably you take out a few of them, and then everybody aggros, and then you're just like, shoot everybody, and then
eventually you're going loud. But like, it is great to take out, like, if there's at least like one really strong person, you just kind of sneak in, find the best place where you could attack them. Do it real quick, and then, then you just kind of have at it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so who else likes the sneaky stabby approach? Everybody, raise your hands if we got Adam, Bonnie, Cooper, Ian, Pumpkin. I don't know if anybody else did. There's lots of people on the screen. has anybody else used this blade? Pikmin's Blade? Not Pikmin like
Cooper.
The Nintendo game.
So
Pikmin.
I recently did get it in the game, and I'm trying to start using it. It is a really, really good weapon.
It's OP.
It really just looks like a normal like Bowie knife. Like it doesn't look special.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It looks like a combat knife. Yeah.
I like it because not just because of the knife, the quest to get it is really fun, and it's a really cool reference to Lovecraft.
Yeah, that stuff is always really cool in the Fallout games for sure. Cool. Anybody else have any thoughts on this? No?
Yeah, I carry it.
Okay, here we go.
For
Scarecrow.
If I run out of ammo, I use only that as my only melee weapon. So.
Okay. So that's like your sidearm.
Yeah, that's my backup.
Yeah, that's your backup. Nice. Well, I guess your sidearm could be a pistol or something, but that would be your knife of choice for close combat encounters. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'll have to look this up because I don't think I've used this one, and I do like the sneaky stabby thing. So, for some reason, I've always gone other things. So, very cool, Lil Green. This is cool. I love. We're going to get all sorts of different cool build ideas here, which is going to be great for our listeners because I know somebody's going to say something, and somebody in our audience is going to go, "All right, I got to load up the game again. I got to try that." All right, who wants to go next? Next on the list, I could just like pick somebody at random, Ian. Ian wants to go. What's your weapon of choice? And which game?
I'm gonna go Fallout New Vegas and the Gauss rifle.
Gauss rifle, yeah.
Yeah.
So
then it's.
Yeah. So why the Goss Rifle?
Because I actually have a very fond memory when one of the first times I ever played New Vegas, when I got the Goss Rifle and I went up to Sloan for the second time after being totally destroyed by Deathclaws, I used that thing and eliminated all the Deathclaws in Sloan.
Nice. That's cool.
It's more of a fond memory type thing, but
yeah, I mean those Deathclaws are
Goss Rifle to this day.
Yeah, those Deathclaws are no joke, especially if you get to them too early in the game. But to be able to come back with a really powerful weapon when you're more leveled and then just kind of take revenge on all of them, that sounds awesome. That's great. Goss Rifles are particularly interesting because I believe they're like mag guns, aren't they? They're like magnetic, electromagnetic weapons. And we're going to see some of that in Starfield coming out soon. They're going to have some mag weapons, but there's some in Fallout already, which is pretty cool to think about. So what about armor? Where do you go with armor, Ian?
I usually just pick up some power armor usually.
Okay, I was wondering who was going to bring up power armor. So just kind of whatever power armor you come across, kind of.
No, if I like the whole style of power armor, I'm going to go stick with some of the cosmetic stuff. But I do like the Rider's cosmetic for the power armor. Oh, excuse me.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I've kind of assumed some people would choose power armor. But for you, you like the cosmetic quality of it? The way it looks is important to you?
Well, I mean, the effectiveness of power armor in general is important to me. But, there's the whole cosmetic stuff in 76. So I kind of got the Riders of the Apocalypse or something like that. And
yeah, some of those look really cool.
Each of my friends playing, each of them playing as one of the riders.
One of the horsemen, the different horsemen of the apocalypse. Yeah, there's like four different ones. Yeah. That's great. That's really cool. Yeah, I love the fashion aspect of these games as well, because it makes for fun builds, because you could be like, well, I'm going to dress like this. Even if I'm not min-maxing my stats, I'm going to go with this because that's the character I'm playing. And then you can kind of stick to that. So that is pretty cool. All right, so Goss Rifle and Power Armor. What do you guys think? What the rest of you think? Who wants to chime in? We're getting some nods. Like, yeah, sounds all right. Did anybody else use the Goss Rifle?
What version
I used armor do you prefer?
Yeah, what version power armor do you prefer if given the choice, Ian? Or just model number? Is there a certain model number you like better than the others?
Like X01 or something like that?
X01 is cool. It's a cool looking one, for sure. Okay, so X01, there you go, X01. Who else is in the power armor camp? Like power armor all the way, love it. Cooper's in that camp. Pumpkin King likes it also. A lot of you guys, this is interesting because I always feel like I am more likely to not use power armor than use power armor, and I feel like I'm in a minority most of the time, because you see, so especially in something like Fallout 76, you see people stomping around in their power armor all the time. But it seems like a lot of you might be of the same mindset that I am, that you prefer non-power armor. Interesting.
I forget it's a thing.
Lil Green doesn't even think about it.
Fallout 4, I have X01 and a bunch of other power armors at my base, but I don't use them unless I know I'm going into a really big fight. But that's
I'm the same way. I kind of keep one on me in case I need it. And then most of the time don't use it.
Yeah, they're decorations for me at the moment. But in Fallout 76, I had the excavator armor and that's it. But I don't know. I feel like you need it more definitely in 76, at the levels I'm at, because armor is not the best. So
yeah, it feels like a lot of 76 is balanced more around getting to power armor and then and then refining that further than the other games. But yeah, that makes sense. All right, any other thought on Pumpkin?
So,
go ahead.
I think it depends on which game I'm playing, because 76, I use excavator a lot. It's actually my favorite power armor. I love how it looks.
I like it too. Yeah.
and it gives you, you know, the bonus to mining, and then and a much bigger bonus to your weight.
Yeah, your carry weight goes up a lot,
which is, the in my opinion, the greatest thing on the planet, because I'm always grabbing junk.
yep, I totally agree.
If you're like a pack mule like me, that's like the best thing you can get.
True. Did somebody else have something they wanted to say? I heard another voice. Silas.
My biggest thing with power armor, and I've really mostly played Fallout 3 and 4. I will use power armor in Fallout 3 because, you know, it the build up to wearing power armor is a lot more rewarding. Whereas in Fallout 4, you kind of get it out of the bat. And I really just am not a huge fan of how tall it makes you in game, how
it totally changes your view, even like everything's a little different.
And I get used to looking at my health bar over there, but then it's changed to the dial, and I'm just not a huge fan of that. So I'm not a power armor person in Fallout 4.
Yeah, that makes sense. I kind of feel the same way too.
I can agree with that. For me, it's more of they made it so that you don't need power armor training anymore.
Right.
And that was a big thing, in my opinion, that was like, you had to put in the work to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a big thing about Fallout 3, and it was definitely like an end game thing, but I feel like they made the jump to, well, let's just let everybody use it from the beginning, because people have already played the other Fallout and had the build up. Bonnie, do you have thoughts?
I think when if you're playing with Nate, though, you see him in like the intro where he's wearing power armor. So that kind of like gets over that bit for me.
Yeah.
But I just love the power armor just like at the very start, especially if you've got Sim Settlement 2 installed, because you get Jake's reaction to you killing the Deathclaw, and it's just worth it. But that is like, literally, I'll get the power armor, jump off the roof, kill the Deathclaw, and then I'll literally just like abandon it, and that's me for the rest of the game. I might go for the one in Nuka World, the Quantum power armor, because I love all things Nuka Cola. But yeah, but that first part, Sim Settlements makes like the first encounter with power armor.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, totally get that. Cool. All right. Well, that was Ian. We kind of went off on a tangent about the power armor and stuff, but great. That was awesome. Who wants to go next? Who's up? I see Silas. Silas's hand. Who else was chiming in? Germinator, if you have a good connection, let's do you, as long as your connection holds out, because who knows if it's going
to
go down.
Welcome to Australia. Well, for favorite weapon, I've got to go with the LMG from 76, just because of its insane fire rate and damage output.
Okay, so you are a throw as much lead at the enemy as possible kind of guy? Got it.
Yep.
Yep.
And for armor, I'd have to say I'll go with the heavy pocketed combat armor from 76 as well, just because you can carry more than you can actually carry with power armor.
Yeah, all those pockets add up. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yep, with a big old backpack and everything else.
Yep.
Okay, so who else is
carry capacity of 380?
Yeah, so you're a heavy weapons guy. You're the first one who brought up like real heavy weapons. Who else is into heavy weapons? By a show of hands, we got a few people: Spartan, Pumpkin, Riot. Cool. All right. So, what do you guys think about this? When you guys are playing 76, do you go with the whole heavy weapons thing? Do you feel like that's just not for you? Who has thoughts? Pumpkin.
So I have an explosive 50, so that's how I roll with this.
Lots of explosions. Just
so yeah, it's like 500 rounds down straight down.
Yeah. My one thing with the heavy weapon stuff is just how much ammo you go through, and then making sure that you're using it so that enemies drop more, and then you pick it up, and then that used to be harder before you could just like pick up all the stuff from all the enemies all at once. But I feel like that was kind of one of those things where it was either the ammo or like the power cells, depending if you had like, you know, Gatling lasers or whatever. That stuff.
Mine was it's my two main for 76 are 50 cal explosive or flamer.
Okay. Yeah. But I feel like it was always a little bit of a chore to have to like manage all the ammo. Oh, Germinator's getting some radio stuff going on there.
I forgot to turn the two-way off.
Trucker life. There you go. You could just broadcast us to all of the people in the trucking community out there in Australia. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on this one?
Robots beat me to it because I was going to say, yeah, my hardest thing with heavy weapons in 76 is I can't hold on to the ammo.
Yeah, it's a big requirement. And then you could always go buy some more because people will sell it at their camps, but it still costs a lot of money and it takes away from the money that you make doing the thing that you were doing. So do you feel the same way, Riot?
My problem is I'm greedy and I don't like to watch my number of cash go down.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I could just hit them.
For half the time, I won't even use a flash drive. I'll just hoof it.
Right. Yeah. That's the other thing. It's like, oh, it's going to cost me like 12 caps to fast travel. Well, I could just run. I feel the same way.
The Appalachian cheapskate.
Yep. All right. So that's Germinator. Who else wants to go? Who wants to go next?
Why not?
Oh, like Bonnie. Bonnie's ready. We'll go with Bonnie. I'm sorry. Silas, we'll do you next. I know we were going to go to Silas. I got this confused. We'll start with Bonnie, then we'll go to Silas next. So don't worry. We'll get you.
I'm just going to like rattle off a couple of like quick ones because I just thought of something else that is like my highlight in 76.
Okay.
But I play sniper. I'm quite boring that way. Tesla rifle, adore it. Anything that's like that side of thing.
Yeah.
All of Eleonora's armor mods, I just love everything about them. The looks, they kind of fit into like the lore and they just look awesome.
Yeah.
My favorite outfit in the game in 76 and weapon is the Mr. Fuzzy costume and the paddle ball. Because when people are going around and they're annoying other players, I like to just make as many of the paddle ball rounds as I can and just go and whack them in the face with it. It is the most fun you'll ever have with griefers, and I can't believe I forgot about it. So yeah, just Mr. Fuzzy costume and a paddle ball.
It's a giant Mr. Fuzzy coming at me with a paddle ball.
And it annoys them, you can tell. And I'll follow them around the map as well if they're really going at people.
That's great.
I can one-up you on that situation. Try getting 10 people to do that to somebody.
Have a crew?
I tried.
Oh, you can have a Mr. Fuzzy gang.
I got an entire... Me and some friends did that, and we chased... We found an issue with a role play group. I'm not going to name anybody. And we were like, well, they're mean. We're just gonna do this, and we pulled a paddle ball, and we totally ruined their role play session.
Oh no. Well, I can't support griefing so much.
We don't condone that. It wasn't much of griefing. It was just going around.
Yeah,
we weren't. Gotcha. No one was killing anybody. No one was stealing anything.
Yeah, it's fun to dress up. Like, that's part of the fun of Fallout is the silliness of it, right? Like some of the silly things. For
Bonnie
sure.
Brought up the outfit. I love the responder's fireman uniform.
Okay, all right.
Yep. In 76, on the dealing with griefers thing, my character's built up to be like the biggest tank ever. So I took my T-60 power armor and painted it with like that American flag paint job or whatever that was free for a little while.
Right.
And I took the commie whacker, like that kind of mallet thing,
right,
at the fair, and just ran around beating the crap out of griefers.
That's great. That's very thematic. America's coming for you. All right.
That was the exact thought process.
Yeah. Yeah. America taking down the commies one at a time. With my big old commie whacker. Awesome. So this was cool. Bonnie, any other thoughts on this one?
No,
that's good. That's great. I mean, that sounds like something everybody should try. All right, Silas, it's up. You're up, finally. I'm so sorry. I jumped over you, but here. The stage is yours.
Fine. So my favorite weapon is Deacon's pistol in Fallout 4, the Deliverer.
Uh-huh.
Because the way that I play is if I get a gun, I don't like to mod it because it's too easy to become too overpowered too quick in the game, in my opinion. Sure. So I like to, you know, if I get a better weapon, then switch it out. The only thing I'll ever change on a weapon is the sights, just because the reflex sight is the best.
Yeah, just aiming's a little bit easier.
And with Deacon's pistol, the buff it gets in VATS and all of that, it just makes it such a great gun to, you know, load up a bunch of points for VATS hits, you know?
That's one playthrough I don't think I've done in Fallout 4 is like a pistol-focused playthrough. I almost always end up going another route, but don't like I might start going down a pistol route and then I'll just like I like shotguns or whatever else, right? But does that, you feel like that works out for you through the rest of the playthrough?
And it usually does up until I get to like 90. If I get up to level 90, that's usually when I'll start to stray away from it. I'll usually typically go to shotguns at that point, because once I get to that high of a level, I'm more interested in the story than the combat.
Right. Yeah. And you're just kind of demolishing.
I'm fine everything. With mowing through energies.
Ammunition? Is that the word?
Enemies.
Oh, enemies.
That's what I'm trying to
got
say.
It. Got it. Got it.
I'm fine with mowing through enemies at that point, but.
Right. Right. That makes sense. Okay. What about armor?
My favorite armor isn't really an armor. So it's a pretty decent tie between road leathers. I just have always loved the look of them, mm-hmm. and the fact that you can't put ballistic weave on them is a crime. And then also silver shroud armor, which is armor. I just really like the trench coat look of it.
Right. And so you're not like role playing as the silver shroud. You're just kind of like, this looks pretty cool, so I'm just going to wear it.
Yeah, I'll roleplay as the Silver Shroud through the quest line, but other than that, I just kind of like the look of it.
Right, right. Okay, cool. All right, so we've got like trench coat and road leathers and a pistol. I feel like you've got almost this like urban cowboy thing going on with that combo. It's pretty cool. Like that's cool. All right, what did the rest of you think? What do you think about pistol builds or running around in the Silver Shroud outfit? Thumbs up. I see Cooper with a thumbs up. AK Spartan, thumbs up. Ian, thumbs up. Lots of thumbs up. Everybody's really, really jamming with this. They're like, this is great.
So you say you could do it for the questline. You could pose as the Silver Shroud during the Mechanist play.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that too.
And the robots in Yuka World recognize you as well if you dress up as a Shroud.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I love those little connections. I love those little bits of extra work that they put in there for you to like, you know, like most of the time you probably would never notice this, but if you happen to do this thing, something happens. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
I've never played through the Mechanist with the Silver Shroud outfit on, so I'll need to try that out.
Yeah, now you've got a new mission.
It's hilarious.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's really funny to walk around and power armor with just the hat and sunglasses on talking as the Shroud. No power armor helmet, just the hat and sunglasses talking like that.
That's so weird. All right, cool. Well, this sounds like a cool combo, Silas. Tell you what, we've got more people to get to, but we need to take a quick break and thank our patrons, which is a lot of these people and a bunch of other people, and then we'll be right back, so don't go anywhere.
See another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, I'll make this quick. It's the middle of the show. We have to thank our patrons because you are the people that make the show possible. So thank you so much for being here with me for this chat, and also for those of you who support the show and do all sorts of other things in order to help me out. I really appreciate it. And big shout out to our two newest patrons, Danny and Glenn, and also a shout out to our Sentry Bots every week. Cooper and Germinator, Larry D, Mark C, Sky R, and that's it. I almost went on to the Assaultron list, but you guys don't get shoutouts every week unless you upgrade to the Sentry Bot level. But thank you for everybody, all 87 of our current patrons. Thank you for being here and supporting the show. And if you are also interested in helping out in other ways, then leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts is always a great way to do that. I'll read those out on future episodes. You can rate the show on Spotify. You can do lots of other things, like tell your grandma that she should listen to the show because she's a big fan of Fallout. Any of that stuff helps, and I appreciate all of the support, so thank you so much. All right, let's get back to the rest of the show.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, back to the discussion. Who hasn't gone yet? Omnisiah hasn't gone. Spartan hasn't gone. Cooper hasn't gone. Cooper, do you want to go? Your hand's up. You ready? I think Cooper's ready. He's just finding the
armor. Yeah, I'll go.
There we go.
I'll go. Yeah, right. I can find it.
So what's your weapon of choice? Which game and which weapon?
New Vegas is my weapon of choice.
The entire settlement of New Vegas.
Yeah.
The entire city.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's got to be the anti-material rifle.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I just, as a kid, I remember playing New Vegas and not knowing what to do at all. I remember I just want to be the guy on the cover. That's all I wanted to be.
Oh, so yeah,
my armor is also, the NCR Ranger armor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just just because it's so cool.
It's so iconic. It is such a cool design, yeah, for sure. So
it's so generic to choose, but it's just, there's nothing bad about it.
Yeah, no, it's a cool set. So anti-material rifle with the whole NCR Ranger gear thing going on.
Yeah.
It's another cool look. I mean, you see that guy coming over the horizon and you know he's not joking around. Like,
yeah. I just remember seeing the opening cutscene when you load in the game for the first time, where they go through the whole Benny, you know, shooting you and everything, but just watching the NCR Ranger snipe from the New Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
And kill the I believe it was a Fiend or a Raider. That was just so cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. All right, let's open this up. Who else is doing this stuff when they play New Vegas? Anybody else using Pumpkin is?
it's always that, and then I get the Desert Ranger.
Okay, so that's the step up. That's the process.
It's always a process. So it's like I start out with the NCR Ranger. I play through Lonesome Road and I work my way through the Elite, the Riot Armor. And then the last one is the Desert Ranger.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Who else is going with the whole NCR look when they play New Vegas? Anybody else? Everyone else is like, nah, I'm just wearing Powder Ganger gear.
I do have an honorable mention though from New Vegas.
Okay.
The Rat Slayer.
The Rat Slayer.
That was my first legendary weapon I ever got out of any Fallout. I looked up a quick tutorial. Uh-huh. Be like, yo, what's a good weapon to get right away?
Yeah.
I was like, go to the Brockflower Cave, get the Rat Slayer. And I had Wild Wasteland, you get the rodents of unusual size, little Easter egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a couple of tries. They killed me a bunch because I was my first time ever playing.
right. You're kidding. You're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Anti-material rifle. Is that the way it's phrased? Am I saying that wrong? Sometimes my brain just breaks with words. Who else has used that? Anybody else? No. You're kind of unique in this one. Oh, Pumpkin.
I mentioned it earlier.
Okay. Pumpkin mentioned it earlier. Yeah, that's true.
What? I love the noise. It's just so,
Yeah, the sound effects are important to our enjoyment of the games for sure. Well, that's cool, Cooper. Thanks for sharing those. Who wants to go next? Who hasn't gone yet? We've got Omnisia. Scarecrow, have you gone? Who? Somebody just said something. Who's ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, go for it. Scarecrow, you can go.
Well, I usually, because I've really only played 4 and 76, I usually stick to, in 4, I beeline it for Vault 81 so I can get the Overseer Guardians rifle, because that is my favorite rifle in the entire game.
Okay, so you're going... Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. So you're going rifle build. You're the first person to, I mean, I guess other things are technically rifles, but you're like, this is a straight up rifle, right?
Yeah. It's got the 2-shot enchantment or whatever that does 2 bullets whenever you shoot. So
yeah, it's like magic. How does that even work?
Yeah.
Like there's not 2 barrels. How does, yeah. So, okay. So that's your gun of choice. What's your armor?
Anything that gives me stealth and ability to carry more items.
Got it. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. So you are a sneaky sniper-esque kind of build.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Always. I do carry a shotgun for larger enemies like Deathclaws. And then I'll carry, once I defeat Kellogg, I'll carry his pistol as my pistol.
Got it. So now you have
just carry my sniper rifle.
Right. So now you got this variety of weapons for the situation. You sneak around, and then if somebody happens to notice you, now you've got some backup weapons to use if they get too close. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Who else is doing the sneaky sniper thing? I know this came up before, but Cooper's, Ian, Spartan, Lil Green. Silas says no. Riot says no. No sneaky sniper. Not at all. Not on the list. Are you guys just not into that at all? Just don't.
The sneak feels a lot more natural for like Skyrim. So every time I play Skyrim, I always go to the stealth archer because everyone ever does.
Right.
But it's something that didn't really feel very immersive in Fallout for me. It was just a different environment, a different pace. And I just enjoyed, going in there, guns a-blazing.
Yeah. Okay. I get that, right?
I'm just not stealthy in anything.
No, you're just like running. This is the way my wife plays games. My wife loves the Fallout games also. She's been on the show before. And I've talked about this. Like I will sneaky snipe my way through a room if possible. And she will just like bust the door down and just go melee everything in the face. Like that's just her play style, which is so funny because she's kind of a petite woman. But you know, when she gets to play a video game, she's like, she plays the biggest, burliest characters and tries to hold like the biggest weapons in both hands and just like beat everything down. It's kind of amazing. So pretty cool stuff. Okay. Any other thoughts, Pumpkin?
Crap, I just forgot
it. Oh no, it fell out of your brain. This is what happens to me. I think a thing and then I'm like, wait a minute, no? And then I forget or I don't remember how to say
it. Okay, I got it. Okay, I remembered it.
Go for it.
So for Fallout 4, it didn't feel as natural, but New Vegas, it was like when I actually did a stealth build, it felt really good to do that in New Vegas. I couldn't really do that in 4. It didn't feel normal.
Just something felt different about it.
So it's always like I'm, when it comes to 4, I'm like, I get Grognak's axe and I just rush.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if the VATS has something to do with it. The fact that in 3 and in New Vegas, everything pauses. So if you're sniping something, it's a little bit more methodical than in 4 where everything's still moving. I don't know. Do you guys feel like that makes a difference?
For me, I think it's mainly because Fallout 4 feels a lot more congested. Like you turn a corner and there's another bad guy, you defeat all them, then you go to the next block and there's more and more and more.
Yeah.
It feels a lot more nonstop. So using a stealth build can definitely take a long time, especially if you're going through like Boston or something.
Right.
And I think that's why for me Fallout 4 is not a good sniping, and that's a good point for what Pumpkin had to say.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. Three in New Vegas are way more empty feeling. Large swaths of just open land.
So for me, I'm not much of a stealth VATS user. I don't use VATS all too much. It's not a big thing I use.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like for so like because fall like it's more of like just a choice thing. Like every so often, if I need to use it, then I will.
Right.
But other than that, it's not going to be a thing I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, it was just a theory, and I guess maybe that doesn't hold up. So it's worth testing out ideas and seeing how people respond. So cool. Okay. Scarecrow, any other thoughts on this? Nope. You're good. All right. Who wants to go next? Spartan, Omnissiah. Who else hasn't gone?
I'll go.
Omnissiah's ready. All right. What are you thinking? What's your weapon of choice?
So mine is going to be the combat shotgun in Fallout 3 if I'm doing a bad build.
Oh wait, so this is like your evil guy gun? Is that what you're like, yeah, bomb megaton, heck yeah, also shoot everybody in the face with this shotgun?
Oh yeah, because it makes it so much easier to put it on VATS, aim at their head, and their head explodes. So it's just a lot easier to be bad with the combat shotgun.
Okay, so it just feels more evil because of the whole exploding head thing?
It feels more evil just because of how easy they make it to use it for evil, because you can't really use it in a normal firefight unless you use a lot of stim packs. But whenever you're sneaking up on unsuspecting people, it does a lot of damage.
One shot to the base of the skull is pretty good. Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, that's totally legit because these games allow you to play that way, right? So it would make sense that certain weapons are going to work better for certain situations. All right. So where are you going with your armor on this?
As far as my favorite armor, it's going to be Fallout New Vegas's Desert Ranger armors. And I think it's just because they're so close to the, Krieg soldiers and Warhammer.
Oh, because they're similar to a different game. But the aesthetics, yes. You like the aesthetic.
The aesthetic itself is just top notch.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can't really go wrong with a long trench coat and a cool looking, you know, like face mask helmet thing. Like, there's something about that that's just imposing. It's kind of cool.
I think it's like the dark, mysterious thing that everybody likes to go for.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah, totally. Totally. All right, let's open this up. What do the rest of you think? Shotgun being the bad guy? We haven't even talked about being a bad guy.
I feel incredibly called out because in Fallout 3, I was always the good guy and I always used the terrible shotgun.
But it still worked and for you?
It always worked for me. I always would be like, just as long as you get into close combat, you're good.
Yeah, yeah, like you gotta get
every
close.
Time I ran into Talon Company, it was boom, boom. No, you ain't getting me. No.
Yeah, yeah. Cooper, you wanted to chime in. What were you thinking? Do you go with the evil build?
No, I don't go with the evil build, but shotguns, especially in 76, I love. Like in 76, I've been playing a lot, and I've been using just combat shotguns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my two really default builds for 76. One of them's melee, and one of them is shotgun. I kind of go between the two.
It's nice too because whatever gun you're using, it will put ammo and drop ammo for that gun. Right. I feel like it's more easy to manage shotgun ammo.
Yeah, because like you're not just shooting 500 rounds at something, right? Yeah. You're going through maybe 12, and then you're reloading. Yeah, yeah. Depending on the clip size and all that. Yeah, sure. Totally makes sense. All right, anybody else on this shotgun thing?
Nah, I also like have shotguns on all any time I play a Fallout game. So whether it's the riot shotgun in New Vegas, or I think I was running like a combat shotgun with some sort of explosive thing in 4. Mm-hmm. Like I have in 76, I've been carrying around some legendary shotgun for the longest time, and I will not get rid of it. So
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you got to hold on to your ones. Shotguns are a mainstay in any Fallout game for me.
Right. You know what? Who here has fired a shotgun in person? I know a number of you probably have. Okay. Yeah, I have too. You know, I've gone to the, you know, the range where you send up the little discs, whatever those things are called, and you shoot them.
Skeet shooting.
Yes, I've done that. And one of the things I noticed about shotguns in the real world compared to in video games is in video games, it's always about like the weapon spread, and real shotguns have that too, but they go really far before the spread gets real big, right? Like you could hit something on the side of its, you know, like you could hit a moose at 100 feet and you're still going to put a hole in it the size of like, you know, baseball. Like it doesn't spread out that much. But yeah, video games always seem to like use this as a balance thing. They're like, oh, the shotgun spread, and you shoot a door from 3 feet away and the spread is like 2 feet across already. And it's like, what? That's not how shotguns work.
I mean, Call of Duty, I think it was 2019, had that issue where they're like, oh, we made it realistic.
Right. And then it was just like, really powerful.
Snipe people across a map. And then people are like, this is not fair.
Right. But that's what happens if you're 100 feet away and you get shot in the head with a shotgun. It's still going to blow your head off.
Yes.
726.
I got something to add there as well.
Sure. Germinator. Go for it.
Yeah. Don't forget that in New Vegas, they had all your different ammo types as well. So take the corn shot, take the slugs. Well, I've got a rifle slug range where I can pop a target at over 300 meters, which is, I think, about 450 feet for you guys.
Yeah.
500 feet.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's totally a thing. Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on this stuff? I think we're wrapping this one up. Spartan, are you the last one to go? I think. Oh, and Riot. Riot's here. Riot, did you go yet? No, Riot didn't go. Who wants to go next?
I can go.
Go for it. Spartan, what are you thinking?
Yeah, so I had the Deliverer on my list. I like that pistol a lot. But I'm going to go with the frag grenade, because what I like to do and why I say that is, so I like to play a stealth build with pistols, I don't do a lot of sniping or anything like that. But my basically my strategy is I'll go through with the deliverer, but if I get caught at all, I'm blowing everything up. And so what I do is I'll throw the frag grenades and then shoot them in vats.
Right, yeah.
With the pistol. So I can control better when the explosions are going off and like how I'm dealing that damage. And then if I can't get the timing down, I my character will use some jet to slow things down, and then I can get the shots off easier. But that's why it's pretty fun to do, where especially when you get caught. And like I think of like Fort Hagen in Fallout 4, or like if one synth comes after you, there's a lot of synths coming for you. And if you throw a grenade in that room and shoot it at the right time, you're taking out 10, 12 synths, you know, like that. And then you're just carrying on going after whatever you're doing. So I would probably say the frag grenade. I thought about the harpoon gun because I find that really satisfying. And I thought about the plasma rifle.
Yeah.
But I think that combo with the frag grenade and the deliverer would probably be mine.
No, that's great. That's really smart too, because there's all sorts of fun things you can do with explosives because of the way they allow physics and interaction between objects. And like throwing it and then shooting it, or like sneaking. I thought you were going to say sneaking up, putting in people's pockets and then letting it explode on them. I mean, there's all sorts of fun stuff you can do with those, like mines. Like, have you ever just been chased by a group of things and then just tossed like a bunch of mines as you run, and then you keep running and then they just run into all the mines as they come behind you? Like, it's so useful.
I have never thought of that.
Yeah. You just drop them as you run, and then like the ghouls all chase you and they just pop when they hit the mines. Or you're up on a building and you see a bunch of people below you, just drop some mines over the edge of the building. It works like every, and then they don't know where they came from. You know, they're just like, what? And half of them just get blown up.
Are you making scrapping
giant,
mines?
Or you just put a giant pile in one area and just blow them all up?
Right. Right. Man, you're giving me some really fun ideas, especially for when Starfield comes out, because you know there's going to be all these weird interactions between all the different weapons and the things you can make or whatever. I'm going to have to do some videos where we just like take all the explosives and see how much effective we are at blowing up the ship, or, you know, like just whatever. I'm sure there's going to be all sorts of chaos, but I really like this idea, Spartan. This is really cool. That's some fun stuff. What do you think about armor?
So armor wise, I don't do power armor just because with the whole stealth thing, with my first priority trying to be like stealth pistol, stuff like that, I just find power armor kind of gets in the way of that. So I know I normally just end up running around in combat armor, and like the especially in for the gunner outfits, I think look pretty cool. So I'll throw on like one of those and then put the combat armor on top of it.
Yeah.
With maybe one of the gas masks or something, because you know I'm trying to be stealthy or whatever, so I don't want
to like the camo yeah, upgrade yeah, to some, the armor parts. Like
I don't think too much about the armor. Maybe I should do that more, but I try to, you know, with the stealth build, I try to take everything out that way. And then, like I said, if anything catches me, I try to just blow it up as quickly as possible and carry on. So I haven't really worried about that too much.
That's great. That's great. Anybody else have any thoughts on this stuff? No, we're good.
I know I have a dumpster full of mines that I can now put to use.
That's true. I know, right? Like, you can use that stuff in very creative ways. So don't be afraid to do that. And there's one room in particular. Where was it? In New Vegas? Which room? Where you go into a room and the walls open up and a bunch of robots come out. It's like a trap. Is this during
Vault 11?
Is it Vault 11? I don't remember specifically where it was. But
it's,
I remember that.
End of Vault 11.
Yeah. So I remember that being very difficult when I got there. And I kept dying at that spot. And then I was like, okay, what do I have on me? Because I think I was probably underleveled at that point. And I was like, well, I've got a bunch of mines. So I just lined the walls with mines really quickly before the doors opened and all the robots came in. And there was just this like cacophonous, like, and my computer just crawled at like 3 frames per second for a moment. And then the smoke cleared and everything was broken and killed. And I barely survived in like one little corner. And I was like, that was amazing.
I did how I cleared that room was I fired a mini nuke.
Yeah, just a big explosion. There you go.
I went bubble cutter. I was like, they're over there. I'm just gonna fire.
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody's mentioned a mini nuke yet. But here, we got to go to Riot. Riot's gonna wrap this up for us. Riot, does yours happen to be a mini nuke? Your favorite weapon? Nobody's chosen that.
It's my favorite one when I'm sick of trying to do an area and can't kill them, so I go back to my base and grab it and then come back.
You just nuke them, nuke them to hell. Yeah. Nice. All right, so what's your favorite weapon?
Honestly, it's probably a double barrel shotgun.
You're a shotgun guy.
It started in Fallout 4, and then it just evolved, and now I just use a shotgun in like every game I can.
Yeah, shotguns are so great. They're so good. Like, you get within a certain range and they're very effective.
People always look at me funny too, because I always just use a double barrel. I never use a combat or anything higher than that.
Yeah, the double barrels tend to do more damage per shot, but then you just gotta reload them more often. That's usually the balance trade-off in games that I've noticed.
In a lot of games, I'm oddly roleplay oriented, so like I'll act more like I'm actually in this world, this is what I would do, this is what I would have, all that.
Yeah.
Because in Fallout 4, that's when I usually play the most anyway. It's double barrel shotgun, .44 pistol, and then I grab Kellogg's when I get to it, and a sledgehammer.
Okay, so you've got this like variety, a bunch of different tools for different situations.
Like a running gun juggernaut.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. Okay, so what armor are you wearing while you do this?
I know it's technically not armor, but like I have like military fatigues.
You wear the sexy nightwear. That's the one you're running around in. It's definitely not armor.
That's for your partner. But I usually take the I just wear like military fatigues and like leather armor, just because I like the way it looks. I'm the fashion before function person.
Right, right. Fallout fashion.
And I just pump as much I can into just having a lot of health without the armor or not. And I do have power armor, but I usually just like I leave it at home unless I need it.
Right.
I love power armor, but
yeah. Yeah, man, you play very similar to what I do. And like I wouldn't have guessed that as many of you would have picked things that I usually pick. I feel seen, everybody. But like, man, that's great.
I don't usually put sights on my guns either. I don't know, because like personally, like a scope on a revolver and a shotgun looks funny to me.
It does look a little funny.
Iron sights are more fun for me.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. You're going
plus
more,
it's way more satisfying to take off somebody's head off a roof with a pistol from the ground.
That's true. Yeah. Some of the pistols actually work pretty good at range. So yeah, anybody else have thoughts on Riot's setup? I know this is kind of similar to some of what the rest of you said. Everybody's just nodding. They're like, yeah, that's
cool. I'm a very simple man.
Hey, it works. It's what's effective, right? that's what matters.
I realize it's like a lot of defaults, so like my brain goes, me caveman, me you shotgun.
Yeah, there's something just very visceral. Like I feel like it's a shotgun primal. Is about
very primal about a shotgun.
Yeah, it's about the it's most primal stick. Gun that you can use, right? Like it's like it's ooh, a big gun. It shoots big
Riot,
shots.
Riot totally gave me an idea for a build.
Caveman build?
Ash Williams from
Evil Dead build.
No, he said boomstick, and that's
there you go. Chainsaw, shotgun.
Chainsaw, shotgun.
Anytime that I have a shotgun in my inventory that I use, you know, on the little die wheel, I always name it boomstick.
That's perfect. That's great. Also, didn't they do one of the outfits that you can buy on the 76 store looks like Ash was something Ash Williams would wear?
There might be a couple of things.
Yeah, I think there was. It was kind of like a reference. It was like a. It was kind of a nod to it without actually being it. I'm pretty sure that was a thing.
I haven't been on 76 in so long.
I bet that's a thing. So if you could do Evil Dead in 76 with your friends.
Does 76 have
imagine the, recreating like, the entire movie?
There you go.
The entire series.
Yeah. Right, you were asking a question about 76?
Does 76 have like that saw thing that was in Fallout 3?
The saw
thing? I don't remember.
The Ripper? Circular
one.
Circular saw? Like it's got that funny shape?
It was like axe heads on a buzz saw.
Oh, it's the auto axe.
The Ripper? Was it called
from the pit?
No, he's talking about the
auto axe from the pit? Or the little handheld chainsaw thing either that looks shaped like an axe.
Well, but 76 also just has a chainsaw.
Yeah, there's also just... Yeah, I think 76 has a version of each of those things. And definitely has the auto axe now.
And a regular chainsaw. After they added the pit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you could just go crazy chainsaw people gang. Can you imagine chasing around griefers with just a group of people in like Mr. Fuzzy outfits with chainsaws or something?
I mean, they got a machete too, so you could just go for full slasher villains.
Yeah, you go slasher villains. Heck,
horror movie villains.
Is there a hockey mask in 76?
There's the Deathclaw glove, so that could be almost like Freddy Krueger, right?
I was thinking Death Tambo.
Death Tambo. Freddy. Yeah, that's similar. Yeah, the way it's got the
rabbit mask as well. You can silent the hell out and just be like Robbie the Rabbit.
Yeah, you should just be like Creepy Squad, like Creep Squad, unite.
Yeah.
We've taken down griefers one at a time. We're going to haunt your dreams. Don't log out because we'll just follow you into your dreams. That's great.
And then you record it and then just play those slasher parodies of the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, yeah. Or because your mics can work, and if everybody's using like if you're using Zone stuff, they can hear you, right? So like you could take quotes from the movies with the characters' voices that you're playing and play it through the microphone.
You could just do Jason the
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do all of that.
Freddy's the only one that talks.
You just reminded me of a really fun thing. My mum plays Fallout 76.
Oh, that's great.
My mum's the one that got me into gaming. I turned my mic off once and put my stealth armor on, just sneaked around.
Oh man! And
I could hear her; she couldn't hear me.
That's great.
And I was just like following her around and like opening and closing doors and stuff.
you were pulling that one, the campsite that little green brought up last month.
Ghost. You're like a ghost. That's great.
You're a predator, but you just mess with people.
Oh, it was so fun. It's a great thing to do. Just don't be in their team because they won't know you're there. It's great.
That's great. What if I'm getting all sorts of ideas? Here's what we need to do, because we could go another hour with crazy ideas. Is if you guys in particular, but anybody listening to the show, if you have some crazy ideas for ways to play these games that we haven't tried yet, please share them on our Discord. Be like, let's have a crazy thread of just like, this would be, if we get five people together and do this crazy thing in 76, or I've never thought about wearing this and doing this crazy thing in New Vegas, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Please share your ideas, because I'm sure somebody out there is going to be like, that's amazing. And then they're going to try it. And then they're going to build a new YouTube channel off of their crazy Fallout playthroughs or whatever. That's awesome. So, right. Thank you for sharing your concept. Any other things you want to add? I know we got a little bit off topic there.
Small backtrack. One, the power armor conversation we had before, but most people usually give it crap and give me crap for it, but the T-60 is my favorite.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with any specific power armor.
I just like how it looks. You know?
Yeah, T-60 looks awesome.
But I'm also a little boned because that's all the Brotherhood wears and I hate them.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't, you don't have to, it's not necessarily, like you can wear it and not be part of the Brotherhood, right? Like, you could do that, that's fine.
I also like it in Fallout 4 because some people have different dialogue if you're wearing it. Like, I think someone else brought it up before. Maybe Bonnie or somebody said someone comments on it, but specifically, like when you're going to Boston and you stop at that diner store and it's being held up by the drug dealer guys and he's like, hold up, Mr. Power Armor.
Right.
It makes me feel powerful.
Yeah.
Also, I like the stature change because I like being a walking just juggernaut.
Yeah. A big human tank.
In a world that wants to kill you.
Right. Hey, that sounds cool too.
I keep forgetting to do, is it Pain Train? The one where you can just run into
people? Run through people?
Armor. I have it. I keep forgetting to do it. I need to try it.
Yeah, that's another thing I haven't done. I have
it. You literally just sprint. It's just hitting the sprint button and it yeets it. Yeets him.
It's
really funny when you get it all the way upgraded, because when you sprint, it sounds like a train going off and then you ram into a death call and send it across the map.
Okay, so here's a question. Asking for a friend. If you do that in VR, and then also reduce the gravity in like the INI settings, or like the amount of impact, you increase the amount of impact. That sounds amazing. I don't think it's a question, I guess. Wouldn't that be amazing? Maybe that's the question. Like doing that in VR, running through like, oh, there's a death call in front of me. I'm in VR. Screw it. And then you just run out of it and then just.
just running through a group of ghouls.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Just hear the constant
just gone.
Zombie bowling.
Zombie bowling.
Zombie bowling.
But they all go to space.
Oh my god, we could do a stream where everybody loads up their version of the game and then equips themselves, and then this we put a bunch of I don't know how you'd have to have a mod where like they're all stuck on the ground like bowling pins, and then you just run at them and you see if you can get a strike.
Okay, this is totally off topic, but it just reminded me in Ark, when you use the Triceratops' charge up thing to make them like sprint and charge into crap, the dodos have physics when you run into them, so they just roll away and mm-hmm. they just set up a group and just plow through them and they just roll away like bowling pins. It's
yeah.
hilarious.
Yeah, if we could do that in Fallout, that would be amazing. Well, we are at the end of the episode. We need to wrap this up, and we got to go back through. If you have something that you would like to share, like something that you're putting out there in the world, then feel free to share that. Otherwise, thank you for being here. Feel free to just say thanks. I'll see you next time or whatever. We're going to go through in the order that's on my screen. So we'll start with Pumpkin King. Pumpkin King, you got anything else you want to share?
Well, not yet. I still haven't posted stuff on my Twitter because it's still hot and I'm still working on getting materials. But if you want to find me, you can find me at pumpkin, the I is a one and the E is a three. That's my at. And then my normal is the Pumpkin King with E being a three and the one and the I's being ones.
Got it. Cool. Well, good luck with that.
And you can always find me on the Discord.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for being here. Ian, thanks for being here. You have anything you want to share? Oh, you're still muted, so I can't hear you. There you go.
I would say follow me on Twitch at Odin the Hooded One. At Twitch, or you can send me a friend request, talk to me on Facebook, Ian Hedges.
Cool. So. Awesome. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with your Twitch streams. All right, Cooper, anything you want to share?
Thank you for having me. I just started playing Elder Scrolls Online. So if anyone wants to help me with that, it would be much appreciated because I don't know what I'm doing.
It's a big game. Yeah.
Very big
game. Have you joined our guild on Discord?
No.
Okay. So
I am not.
Go into Discord. Make sure that you like in the rules and roles channel. There's the stuff that you can like and it opens up other rooms. So make sure you like Elder Scrolls and then it'll open up the rooms. And then there's an apply to guild room and you just do the exclamation apply or whatever and gives you a little form and then somebody will... We'll get back to you. So there you go.
That's a great way
to find other people to play with because there's a bunch of people who play Elder Scrolls.
Yeah. Because it's a big game and I don't know what I'm doing. So.
Yeah. Take it easy. Just enjoy it as you go. Just do some quests and it'll grow on you. Yeah. So.
All right. We'll do. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for being here. And then Adam Bonnie Baby. What do you have anything going on?
Just Tumblr. My screenshot things that I do.
Yeah.
That's literally all I do these days.
Yep. Is that that's also under Adam Bonnie Baby?
Yep, exactly.
Awesome. Yeah, so go check that out. Thanks for being here. Scarecrow, you got anything? Oh, you got to make sure you unmute. There we go.
Yeah, my phone was acting weird. Nothing really, just hit me up on Discord. I'm usually on there at some point in the day, even when I'm at work, because I have nothing else to do while I'm standing back there. Washing dishes.
Yeah, you and like 80% of the other people who are like, I'm not actually on the internet while I'm at work, but you are. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. My managers know.
That's great. This is one of those things that you learn in marketing is like there are certain times of the day that are better to put information out on social media. Turns out it's during work hours. And it's because most people are bored at work and would rather be browsing social media than doing their jobs. So fun fact. So that is absolutely true. So thank you for joining us. Riot, you're up. You got anything else you want to share?
Not particularly. I'm trying to start an art thing, but it's not nearly developed enough to say anything. So.
Okay. Well, good luck with it.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free to share it once it's ready.
I'm here. I'm here. That's all that matters, I guess.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you're here. So thanks for joining us. And then Germinator, are you still there? You able to chat? I know you're busy with your truck stuff. I think Germinator might be either disconnected or too busy to chat. Thank you for being here. Oh, you're here.
I'm here.
Anything you want to share?
My phone out of my pocket.
Yeah, no problem. Anything you want to share before we go?
Well, I'm just doing my usual trucking thing, as you know, so nothing much has changed in my end.
All right, sounds good, man. I'm glad you were able to make it.
No worries.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, good luck with all the trucking stuff. AK Spartan.
Well, thank you.
All right. Awesome, dude. AK Spartan, you're up next.
Yeah, nothing to promote. I'm in the guild on ESO, so people can find me there. People can hit me up on Battle.net at AK Spartan if anybody wants to run some Diablo 4. I currently live in Michigan, and it's not safe to go outside right now because of the air.
Jeez.
So I will be playing a lot over the next few days while that goes on. So if anybody wants to run on Diablo 4 or on ESO, I have the time because we're stuck inside.
Yeah, awesome. Well, good luck with the weather stuff.
It's more trippy than anything, just because, like, I mean, if you're inside, there's no risk. It's just air quality, but the sky and everything looks very strange.
Yeah.
It's very weird looking.
I'm in Indiana. I'm right under you. We're in the same.
Okay.
Boat.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's freaky outside.
Yeah. That's weird. Well, Diablo's been great. It's an awesome game. So yeah, absolutely. And feel free to share that stuff on the Discord too. Lil Green, you do photo stuff.
Yeah, I actually am. I got some stuff I'm rolling out onto my Instagram in the next couple days from past events. I'm trying to do the whole social media thing. If you want to see me, I'm on Instagram at littlegreen_photography, or you can just find me as Lil Green in the Discord. I am trying to get back into 76 a little bit. I play on the PlayStation, so if anybody is on there. Ah, there we go, Pumpkin King.
Pumpkin King.
So, but I'm trying to get back into a little more console playing. So, but yeah, no. If you need anybody that's mediocre at a game, I'm probably your guy for that.
Sweet.
All right.
If you need a totally average dude, I'm your dude.
Yeah.
That's great. Awesome. Well, good luck with all that stuff. And then Silas, you're up. You're last.
I'm not really doing anything of a whole bunch of significance, but you know, if you need anything on Discord, then I'll be there. But other than that, there's not really a whole lot going on.
All right, dude. Well, thank you for joining us. And to all of you, thank you for being here and for supporting my show and just being awesome. This community is great. And I appreciate all of you for being just awesome people, because there's a lot of terribleness out there on the internet. And this isn't a place where that is. So that's great. Everybody should give yourselves a pat on the back for being awesome humans, because thank you so much. Chat, thank you for being here, everybody. We will be back next week I'll be back with a regular episode. A lot of these people will be back at the end of next month for another episode. So stay tuned for all of that stuff. And thanks again for being here. That's going to do it. Stay safe out there, everybody. See you next time. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people, on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.